In this year, we begin Torah Lamed Aleph and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. This chapter on Likutei Moran is relatively long and has some very concepts in it. Very deep, very interesting. And Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos emphasizes some of the things that are going to be mentioned in this Torah Likutei Moran very, very much. If possible, try to concentrate. We're starting a new Torah, new beginning. This Torah will take probably at least a month, something like that. You start from the beginning concentrating and you try to review before the next year. Hopefully it'll help a lot. This is still based on the discussions between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. The Gemara says, Amrulei, in our Likutei Moran, this is page 100, the right-hand column, all the way on top of the page. They said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, these 70 wise men, Islon Bira Bidabra, we have a home in the desert. Aili Lamasa, we want you to bring it here for us, transport it here for us. So the Gemara says, I see Pari, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya brought sawdust, Shadalhu, and he threw the sawdust to them. Omarlahu, he said to them, Ifshali li chavli de pari, make for me a rope out of this sawdust, va'ayale, and I'll bring it to you. I'll schlep your home in for you. Amrulei, they said to him, umi ikodem ifshal chavli mi pari, can anybody make a rope out of sawdust? Omaluhu, umi ikodem aisi biro mi dabro lamosa. Is there anybody that can transport a house from the desert into civilization? De pari, Rashi HaKodesh says, Subin means sawdust. Asuli chevel misubin, make for me a rope from sawdust. Vim einatem oisim shelosi, and if you're not going to fulfill my request, afani lo yese sheloschem, I also won't fulfill your request. This is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara means the word of Hashem. This isn't a good humor contest. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was called Chakima Dihudoin, the sharpest of the rabbis of the Gemara. So if we heard him say something that sounded cute, you can bet that there's a lot more than cuteness to it. We'll see how Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain super deep things related to this. Sif Aleph, Loshen Rabbeinu Zal. This chapter is the wording of Rabbeinu Zal himself, which means that you'll notice that it's tighter than the wording that Rav Nosson Zal uses, less explanation, which means usually a little bit more difficult to concentrate, to follow, to make sure to piece each piece together well. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Tzedoko hi bechinois hagalgalim. Tzedoko is a concept of the heavenly spheres. Kemaymar Chazal, as the Gemara says, ki biglal hadovor hazeh, galgalhu hachoizer boilam. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk in the Torah that speaks about tzedakah, about giving tzedakah, and the pasuk finishes by saying, ki biglal hadover azeh. Biglal means because of this and this thing, Hashem will bless you with all kinds of riches. So the Gemara darshans that the word biglal is also similar to the word galgal. The Gemara says, galgal hu hachoizer boilam, that money is like a wheel. One day this person's rich and the other one's poor, and A is giving to B, and the next day, or the next year, or the next generation, Hashem changes it, and suddenly the son of a multimillionaire becomes a pauper, and the son of the pauper becomes rich, and the roles are reversed. That's called galgal, like a wheel that spins. So we see in this pasuk a connection between tzedakah and galgal, which means a wheel. Galgal also means these heavenly wheels, the sun, the moon, the stars, that are also called galgalei horokia. Rabbeinu Zal says, ubishvil ze yeshbo sheish brochois viyud aleph brochois. And because of the connection between tzedakah and the heavenly spheres, that's why we see that by tzedakah, the Gemara mentions a concept of 6 brochois and 11 brochois. Kamoisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Hanoisein Pruto Leoni, if a person gives a coin to a poor man, Mizborech Beshesh Brochois, that person receives 6 brochois from Hashem. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the Navi guarantees that there'll be 6 different brochois as a result of giving tzedakah. Vahamafaisoi Bidvorim, And if a person speaks nicely, respectfully to the poor man, speaks to him in a way that's comforting, that makes him feel like something, not like a piece of junk, the Gemara says, and the whole Torah stresses, that an oni, a person who's poor, generally is a person who feels broken, humble, low. If you can do something to make him feel a little bit less low, the Gemara says, that person receives 11 brachos, almost double what a person receives for giving tzedakah. Mentions that on this Gemara, he once said a pshat, his own pshat in this Gemara, and then he had the privilege of being in Eretz Yisrael and meeting his rabbi, Rabbi Kochel Leivzal, and he mentioned to his rabbi what he thought was another interpretation of this Gemara, and his rabbi accepted it with a smile. He said that it's a kosher pshat. Very often, unfortunately, especially in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, where the need is greater, sometimes a person gives an oni tzedakah, and the oni, instead of saying thank you, or instead of assuming that they don't necessarily know exactly how rich or poor the one that's giving them is, the person immediately makes an assumption. They look at the clothing or the apartment or whatever it is, and they say, look at this, I'm coming begging for money. This person has a beautiful apartment, and all they can give me is a shekel, a half a shekel. And the oni says something nasty. The oni, instead of responding in a nice way, says something nasty. So Rabbi Zichron Avraha said that we could also say that what the Gemara means, because usually throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara talks about tzedakah, it doesn't talk about pruta l'tzedakah, usually. Usually it says, ha'omer selah zu l'tzedakah. Selah is a much larger coin than a pruta. Why over here specifically does it mention pruta? That a person who gives a pruta to tzedakah gets 6 brachos? Pruta means that the giver is poor himself to a degree, or is limited in how much they can give. And therefore, instead of giving the normal denomination, let's say, which is a selah, this person could only give a pruta. So the one who gives the pruta to the oni gets 6 brachos. Now, if the oni, instead of being insulted or offended or saying something nasty, if instead of that the oni is mefayes, the giver, and says, don't feel bad, Hashem should help, next time I come, you should be able to write me a check for $1,000. Your miser should be $1,000,000. If the oni is mefayes, the giver, with dvorim, then the oni receives the 11 brachos. That was another pshat that was said on this Gemara. But in any case, we see that the Gemara discusses this concept by tzedakah of 6 brachos and 11 brachos. Rabbi Nazal explains why. Keneged zayin koich veileches u'keneged yud beis mazolos. This corresponds to the zayin koich veileches, which means the 7 stars in heaven that correspond to the 7 parts of the world. To the 7 parts of the world, 7 stars in heaven that correspond to the 7 areas of the world, continents, 7 continents in the world. Okay, then there is a concept in heaven of 7 stars, Zayin Koich Veileches, that correspond to the 7 places of the world. That's number 1. And number 2, the Yud Aleph is Keneged the Yud Beis Mazolos, Keneged the 12 constellations of stars in heaven that correspond to the 12 months of the year, the set 12 signs of the zodiac that correspond to the 12 months, which means that they delineate time. So we have Mokoim and Zman in a sense. The Zayin Koich Veileches correspond to the 7 areas of the world, 7 major areas. The Yud Beis Mazolos represent the basic division of time, the 12 months of the year. Ki hatzdokah minaheges kol galgalei horokia, because tzdokah is what controls all the heavenly spheres. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, derech hanesher bashomayim, the path of the eagle is in the heavens. The eagle affects the heavens. What is the eagle? Rabbi Nazal says, Nesher Dorachmi. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the eagle is the symbol of Rachmonis. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the eagle is careful to carry its young above its wings, so that if Chas V'Shalom, somebody below, would shoot an arrow, rather than have the arrow Chas V'Shalom strike its children, it would rather it strike itself than the children. we see a midah of rachmonis, caring about someone else more than you care, putting someone else before yourself, in a sense. So the nesher is the symbol of rachmonis, which means the symbol of tzedakah. Derech ha-nesher ba-shamayim. The nesher, which is tzedakah, controls the shamayim, these heavenly spheres. Rabbi Nazal says, Nesher dorachmi hainu tzedakah. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra there, the Gemara quotes a pasuk where it mentions chesed and rachmim. The Gemara says, chesed zug milas chesed, rachamim zu tzedakah. Rachmim is tzedakah. So the nesher, which is the symbol of rachmonis, is tzedakah. Now that Rabbi Nazal says, v'zeh she'omar Shmuel, this is why the Gemara says in Brochus that Shmuel, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, the chief rabbi of the city of Nahardo, this Shmuel once said, Nehirin li shvilin derekia ki shvilin de Nahardoi. My knowledge of the geography of heaven, of all the heavens, is as clear as the streets of Nahardo. As well as I know the streets of Nahardo, my own city, that's how well I know the streets in heaven. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu kishvilin de nohoire dea. The word Nahardo could be a combination of two words. Nohoir, which means light in Aramaic. Deo means knowledge, wisdom. The light of Chochmah, the light of wisdom. Bechinas tzedoko rachmi. This is also a concept of tzedoko. Ve'ikr horachmi mal yedei hadas. Because the main rachmonus comes through das, through sechel. Because there's a pasuk that says, Kas bechek ksilim yonuach. Fools get angry. A fool shows anger, which means the opposite of a fool, the opposite of anger, which is kindness, rachmonis, is by the opposite of fools, by an intelligent person. The symbol of intelligence is rachmonis, literally. So therefore, when Shmuel compared his knowledge of Rukia to his knowledge of Nahardoi. Nahardoi means seichel in general. Seichel is synonymous with rachmonis, which is synonymous with tzedakah. Again, the connection between the heavens and tzedakah. That tzedakah is what controls the movement of the heavens. On a certain simple level, we could say that we had this recently in the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says that there were certain cases where stargazers looked in the stars and saw that a specific person was supposed to die based on the control that the stars maintain on the world. They dictated that this person was supposed to die at this specific time, in this specific place. We had two or three stories in Shabbos, of Kufnun Aleph, that area, where the Gemara mentions these stories. And then the Gemara says that because the person did an act of tzedakah, they prevented somebody else from being embarrassed. They did something. They gave their portion so somebody else shouldn't be embarrassed. Or the case of Rabbi Akiva's daughter, she gave her plate away to a poor man. Tzedakah took control, overrode what was written in the Galgalim. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, that tzedakah is the concept of these Galgalim. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Uma shechoser meha brochois, this that we find, that the number of brochois, the 6 and 11, is less than the amount of the Galgalim of the Rokia, which we said was 12 and 7. Haloi hoye tzorech liyois, shiva brochois, v'yud beis brochois. If you're telling me that tzedakah corresponds to these heavenly spheres, it should have been 12 and 7. Ulefia gemora, mehanoisein v'amefayes, ein kan rak yud zayin brochois. Whereas according to the Gemara, the combination of the giver and the one who's mefayes is only 17 brachas, 11 and 6, so where's the extra one in both places? Rabbi Nezal says, Da, you should know, She'ikr shlemus hagalgalim, shlemus hatzdokah, enoi elo b'shabbos. The main shlemus of these heavenly spheres, and also the main shlemus of tzdokah, is only when it comes to Shabbos, only through Shabbos. V'zeh shemesh b'shabbos, this is why the Gemara stresses that the light of Shabbos, Shemesh b'Shabbos, tzedakah l'aniyim, is tzedakah to poor people. There the Gemara is referring to the fact that poor people don't have good clothing, and if it rains outside, chas v'shalom, you know, they're wearing their clothes, they suffer, especially on Shabbos, when people generally wear their best clothes. If it's raining on a Shabbos and Oni is outside, he's very embarrassed. So when Hashem makes the sun shine on Shabbos, then the Oni doesn't feel so bad. He's also dressed relatively, you know, less embarrassingly than he would if the sun weren't out, that kind of thing. So we see that the Gemara stresses that the light, Shemesh, B'Shabbos, the oyer of Shabbos and Tztaka is Shabbos specifically. Hainu Tztaka ein lo shlemus oyer elo alidei Shabbos. The Gemara is implying that the true light of Tztaka only shines through Shabbos. The Arizal also said that the highest level of Tztaka is when a person gives an oni to make sure that the oni has for Shabbos, food for Shabbos, clothing for Shabbos. That's considered the highest level tzedakah. So Rabbi Nadal says, Al yidei Shabbos me'ira kashemesh. Through Shabbos, the tzedakah shines like the sun. Bebechinois shemesh tzedakah, as there's a pasuk in Malachi which compares tzedakah to the light of the sun. And this is why we find a very interesting thing. Masechta Shabbos, which deals with the laws of Shabbos, starts off talking about the fact that you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. When the Gemara gives an example, it gives an example of a poor man and a rich man. If you have a poor man who sticks his hand in, his poor man is outside. The rich man is inside. The poor man is holding a basket in his hand. He sticks his basket into the house of the rich man. That's considered carrying. And the Gemara goes into a whole list of examples. Why? Why did the Mishnah specifically pick poor and rich as a diversion? We're talking about Hilchasha. Who cares if poor or rich? Rabbi Nizal says there's a reason. There's a definite connection between Shabbos and Tztaka. Ki ikar his noitzitzus oyer hatztaka, because the main shining of the light of tztaka ushleimusa and enoi ella b'Shabbos is only on Shabbos. Ki ikar hachashivus hatztaka hi ho'emuna, because the main thing that makes one's tztaka special is the emuna with which they give it. When a person gives tztaka, they're taking away from themselves. Which person in their right mind would subtract from themselves unless they know that that's something they're expecting, that something is going to come back from it? Unless they believe. A person gives money to a store owner, he gives him money because the guy gives him something in return. He buys a bicycle, he buys a hairdryer, whatever it is. A person gives tzedakah to the oni unless the person believes there's no way they would do it. If a person believes that by giving this, by lessening for myself, I'm actually making a deposit into my savings account. This is the way our Rebbe Zichrono Livracha described it. The money that a person spends on themselves in their own house, that's the checking account. That's the money that comes and goes. It's baloney. It's here today, gone tomorrow. But the money a person gives for tzedakah, each time you give away a shekel or 10 agurot or 1,000 shekel, whatever it is, that's, you're not giving it away to this person. They mark it on your bank book. And when a person comes into Olam Haba, in the next world, when you want to make purchases over there, where there's really what to sell, they have real good schoira, that's when they present the person with a passbook. This is what you have in your savings account. All the tztaka that you gave, that's your savings account. So Rabbi Nizal says, the ikar chashivus of tztaka is the emuna. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, vehem in Bashem, vayachsheveho loy tztaka. He believed in Hashem, and Hashem considered that tztaka. Vayachsheveho loy tztaka. The chashivus of the tztaka was the vehemin. The emuna was the chashivus of the tztaka. V'Shabbos hi emuna. And Shabbos is the yesoid of emuna. Shabbos is the foundation of our faith in Hashem. Shemamin b'chidish ha'olam u'b'yechudoy. The fact that a person believes that Hashem created the world new, from nothing, in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day, and he did it alone, by himself. Only a person who keeps Shabbos shows that they believe in that. So we see that Shabbos is the yesoid of emuna. V'emuna hi mekoyer habrochos. And emuna is the source of all blessings. B'bechinois, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, ish emunois rav brochos. The person that has faith has a lot of blessings. The brochos are according to the emuna. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayivorech elikim es yom hashvi. Hashem gave the bracha to the yom hashvi, to the Shabbos. Shabbos has the brachos because Shabbos is emuna. Ve'ein shleimus lahabrochos elo al yedei sheyikablu mimekoyer habrochos. And the brachos that a person receives from Hashem are not considered complete unless they draw from the origin of bracha, which is Shabbos, which is emuna. B'shvil zeh k'siv bohem sheish brachos v'yachad osor lohoyrois she'ein lohem shleimus. This is why when the Gemara discusses people giving money, a man giving money to a poor man, the Gemara mentions that even though tzedakah controls the galgalim, we're going to show you that there's a certain incompleteness. Just the act of giving the money and the only receiving the money, because the whole tzedakah, the shleimus tzedakah, takes place when there's no money. On Shabbos, there's no money, there's no transfer of money, and that's what's mashlim the tzedakah. So therefore, the galgali harakia are called 12 and 7. The brachos that a person receives for giving tzedakah are 11, are 6 and 11. Where's the 7th and the 12th? That comes on Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, it's mashlim the tzedakah. It's mashlim the brachos. It's mashlim the control of the galgalim, etc. Rabbi Nezal says, now you'll understand another interesting item. Another place in the Torah where the Torah mentions these exact numbers. 6, 11, and 1. The Gemara says at the end of Makkos, "V'zeh shomer Chazal, bo David v'hemidon al achadosor, bo Yeshaya v'hemidon al sheish, bo Chavakuk v'hemidon al emuna." The Gemara says that different tzaddikim tried to summarize the Torah. The Torah is 613 mitzvos. They found places where the Torah calls a person righteous even for doing less than 613 things. Those 11 basic items. The Gemara says that Yeshaya Novi quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech quoted a chapter in Tehillim that Mi Yogur Bo'alecha, which person will be zeche to Gan Eden? And it lists 11 points, showing that there is a concept of these 11 items summarizing the entire Torah. Then the Gemara says Yeshaya Novi came along and broke it down to 6 major points, in a sense. 6 major qualities that summarize all 613 mitzvahs. Then the Gemara says Chavakuk came along and showed how the whole Torah, a person can be a tzaddik with one item. One item covers all. The tzaddik be'emunoso yichyeh. There's a pasuk that says a tzaddik with his faith lives, implying that the person is called a tzaddik on faith alone. Faith alone gets him called tzaddik. Rabbi Nezal explains, note the numbers. Lahoyrois. This is, the Gemara presents it in this way to teach us. She'ein shleimus lahadas shehu ha-toira, ve'ein shleimus legalgalim elo al yidei emuna. This is summarizing the Torah, which is das, sechel, nahoyre deo, we said. That the Torah, which is das, which is 11 or 6, is not sholem until you add that one. The grand finale was the emuna, which gets added to the 11 to make it 12, and gets added to the 6 to make it 7, that's called shleimus. That's nahardoi. That's this mihirani shvil in the rakia. That's when the seichel is so b'shleimus that it controls the whole rakia, you know, etc. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Gam shema shemotzinu, gabi galgalim, sheikra halichosam mimayrav lemizrach. Also, this additional point, this that we find that the galgal harakia, the way these heavenly spheres spin, their main halicha, their main direction is from west to east, going from west to east. The galgal hayoimi machriya choisam mimizrach lemarav. And the galgal of the day, the time, moves in an opposite direction, in a sense, moving from east to west. Time goes from east to west, from morning to evening, that kind of measurement. Ze hadovor motzinu gabi tzedakah. We find a similar concept of east to west and west to east by tzedakah also. We're showing the connection between tzedakah and the galgali horakia. These galgalim which control time, which moves, the ikar is west to east and the reverse. Rabbi Nezal says, "Zebechinas Motzina Mizrach." The concept of east, Zebechinas Hanoisein Tzedakah. That's the one who's giving the tzedakah, the charity. Bebechinos mi Mizrach Ovi Zarecha. There's a pasuk where it says, Hashem says, "I will bring forth your zera from the east." Bebechinas Zaru Lochem Letzedakah. And there's another pasuk that says that zera is synonymous with tzedakah. Plant your charity, plant your tzedakah. So we see that the tzedakah, the giver of the tzedakah, is compared to Mizrach. Umayrav ze hamekabetz tzedakah. West represents the one who's collecting the tzedakah. Hainu ho'oni, the poor person. Bebechinas umimayrav akabtzecha. The pasuk says, from the west I will gather you, I'll collect you from the west. So we see similar terminology. This east and west that's applied to Galgalim is applied also to Tzedakah. Rabbein Azal says, "V'zeh." This is what it means when the Medrash says, "Yoiser mimasha balabayis oisim oni he'oni oisim abalabayis," that a bigger favor than the balabayis does for the oni in giving him tzedakah, the oni does for the balabayis in giving him the mitzvah. The one who accepts tzedakah is doing the giver a much bigger favor than the one that's giving the tzedakah is doing to the oni. Rabbein Azal explains, "Ki ikar hatnua mimayrav lemizrach." Just like by the Galgali Horakia, the main direction is from west to east. The main direction is from west towards the east. So to here, the main emphasis in tzedakah is from the west, the oni, to the east, to the balabayis. The oni is doing more for the balabayis. Hainu, ikar ho asiyo ho oni oisem balabayis. The main accomplishment is what the oni is doing for the balabayis.
West is the Onium. This is getting connected
for sure
to what we learned that the Kaisam Arabi was built by the Onium, was built by money from the Onium.
Could be. Also, we say the concept of light. The Pasuk says, Vezorcho lechem yirei shmi shemesh tztoko marpe. Tztoko is called, the one who gives tztoko is like the sun, shining light. The one who receives that broken oni represents the darkness, the west, where the sun sets, that darkness. The leslami karma klum, poverty. Now Rabbein Azal says, Veda, you should know, she'ein kiyum emuna el al yidei b'chinas bris. That the emuna, the faith of a person, does not have a kiyum other than through tikkun abris, through purity in the area of bris. B'b'chinoi, as the pasuk says, u'brisi ne'emenes loy. The bris is what feeds the emuna. It feeds it, it supports it, it gives it its kiyum. V'zehu shenemar bris b'shabbos. This is why if Shabbos is the symbol of emuna, that's why bris is mentioned by Shabbos also. K'may shekosuv bris oilam v'shomro v'nei Yisrael as ha-Shabbos. Lasa yisrael as ha-Shabbos v'dayroisam bris oilam. Shabbos is bris. B'ni yuvim v'nei Yisrael. V'zehu im loy brisi yoimam v'olayla chukoy shomayim v'oretz loy samti. The Pasuk also says that if the Jews won't keep Hashem's Torah, Hashem's bris, day and night, then Hashem, the chukoy shomayim v'oretz loy samti, then the laws of the heavens will break down also. There won't be, the Galgali Horakia won't go in their right order either. Ki chukoy shomayim v'oretz haynu ha-galgalim kluyim b'bris. The Galgalim are totally in tzedakah. Tzedakah is totally in emunah. Emunah is totally in bris. So bris also controls the galgalim. Now Rabbein Azal says, Veda, you should know, shehayisurim sheyesh la'odon bidrochim. All the suffering that a person undergoes while they're traveling, or while they're away from home, drochim means either during travel, or when a person's away from outside their bayis, he besibas galgalei horokia. It's a result, it's caused by these heavenly spheres. Because the Gemara says that there's nothing below, there's no blade of grass even below, that doesn't have a star corresponding to it in heaven, controlling its growth and its development. Rabbein Azal explains now. Yesh koychovim shehem megadlim mine asabim beizeu mekoymois shemeirim. There are certain stars which the nature of those stars is that wherever they shine, it results in grass growing in that place. It makes gardens or forests or fields. V'yesh shehem mechayvim sheyehei derech b'nei odom b'mekoymoi shehem meirim. There are other stars which those stars, where they shine, results in highways or paths. Paths where people walk or ride or travel. V'yesh shehem mechayvim sheyehei yishuv b'mekoymoi shehem meirim. There are certain other stars where those stars shine, that becomes a yishuv. That becomes a settled place where people live, inhabited. Ulefi ha-hisnoitetzus ha-koychovim ala mokoim kein ha-mokoim misnaheg. And according to the way that the stars shine on a place, that's what determines what form that place takes on. Whether it's a civilized place, an uncivilized place, whether it's a forest, whether it's an ocean, whether it's a road, that's determined by the different types of stars that are shining on it. The The pasuk says in Eicha that the paths of Tzion, of Yerushalayim, were in mourning, mibli boi moed, because the holiday didn't come, the happy times weren't coming. Moed means holiday. Moed, the holidays, are controlled by the heavenly spheres. The 12 months, the different months of the year, the calendar is controlled by the sun and the moon. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Darkei Tzion Aveilos, the path, the drachim, are in mourning, Mibli boi moed, because they're affected by the moyadim, which means the galgalei horakia. Moed zebechinas galgalei horakia. Shal yodom nechshav hazman. The moyadim, which means the set times in the year, they are controlled by the galgalim, which determines man. So we see that the galgalim, by which time is measured, also have tremendous effect on mokoim, what kind of mokoim it is, whether it's this kind of mokoim, that kind of mokoim. Vezehu, this is also where the pasuk says, Derech Rishoim Koafela. The path of Rishoim is like pitch blackness, darkness. She'ein Koichovim Umazolois Meirim Lohem, because the stars do not shine for them. Vayidezeh Nichsholim, and that's why they fall, they trip, they make mistakes, the Rishoim, because they don't have light. Vahakoil Tolui Bibris. Rabbein Azal says, all of this, all the effects of the Galgali Horakia are dependent on bris, because we said that it's controlled by tztaka, which is dependent on emuna, which is dependent on bris. So bris has a major thing to say about the control of these galgali rakia. Vizehu kol hadrochim becheska sakona. The Gemara makes a statement where it says that when a person's in their own home, they're usually more secure. When a person's outside their home, especially when they're traveling, a person's in a state of sakona. Number one, in terms of robbers, highway robbers, other things like that, or in terms of getting sick even. We know generally a person out
getting
mugged in those unearthly places. And also bechlal, even physical illness. We know generally when a person's outside, the drachim are becheska sakona. Bechinois ha-haskein hiskanti. Rabbein Azal says, we find this lashon sakona used about chilul habris, when the Torah discusses the fact that Bilam had relations with his donkey, with his mule. The posik that it's based on is this posik which says, ha-haskein hiskanti, lashon sakona. So the word sakona that's used for drachim, for roads, is also tied into the concept of tikkun habris. Rabbein Azal says, "Hainu shehaderech tolui b'shmiras habris." The drachim, the paths, are dependent on a person's degree of the person's level of tikkun habris. That's what determines their safety bechlal and their hatzlocha bedrachim. U'bishvil zeh, this is why the Gemara makes a point of saying, "Chayev odom lifkoy desishtoy koydem sheyetzei laderech." A man is required to be with his wife before he goes out on the road. An inyan of tikkun habris. So that there shouldn't be the opposite, chilabris, which messes up the derech, which messes up the road, the travel. This item of shmira sabris specifically serves to protect a person from any pain or suffering on the road, in transit. Next. Now, in talking about bris, in an earlier chapter on Likutei Moran, in Torah Yud Aleph, Rabbein Azal also spoke about bris, and there he mentioned the topic of bris ilo, bris tato, yichuda ilo, yichuda tato, and Rabbein Azal gave an explanation over there. Here we're going to have a similar explanation. Some details are different, but one adds to another. Each one clarifies the other. Rabbein Azal says, "V'yesh shnei bechinois bris." There are two categories of tikkun habris: bechinas Avraham u'bechinas Eliezer. Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik. Avraham Avinu was the first one to be. Avraham Avinu was the first one to be commanded by Hashem to have a bris. So Avraham Avinu is an inyan of bris. And Eliezer is also bris. Eliezer also had a bris mila. Avraham Avinu malad him. So Rabbein Azal says there's two levels of bris, Avraham and Eliezer. Avraham hu bris iloho. Avraham Avinu represents the higher level bris. Shehu rokia hamavdil ben mayin iloen lemayin tatoin. Avraham Avinu represents the sky, the heaven, which separates between the upper waters and lower waters. This is terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah talking about Tikkun HaBris. The word Rokia, Rokia Hamavdil, Rokia is the same letters as the word Ikar, which means Yesoid, Tikkun HaBris. Yesoid is Bris. So Avram Avinu represents the level of Bris that's called the Rokia between the upper waters and the lower waters. V'hu Bechinas Ben Choirin. And Avram Avinu is the symbol of a free man, not a non-slave. Bebechinas Ashrecho Eretz Shemalkech Ben Choirin. The Pasuk says, fortunate is the land whose king is a free man. Avram Avinu was a melech, and he was Ben Choirin. V'hu Ovid Toilodin. And Avram Avinu was able to bring forth children, to produce fruit. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ves Hanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. The souls which they created in Choron. Choron here, Miloshin Cherus, Miloshin freedom. Ki Acherus Tluya Bebris, because freedom is dependent on Bris. The Bechina, as the Pasuk says, Bedam Brischo Sholachti Asirayach Miboyer. As a result of your Dam Bris, I released your prisoners from the dungeon, from the pit. So we see that Bris is synonymous with being free, Cherus. So that's this upper level of Bris, which is Avram Avinu, which is Melech, which is Ben Choirin. That's Avram Avinu. Veliezer, he Bechinas Bris Tato. Eliezer represents a lower level Bris. Bechinas ki Shmi Bekirboi, Shmoi Kishem Raboi, Shehu Chanoich Malach Memtes. For this item, we have to go off for a minute to understand. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it mentions that one of the names of Hashem that represents the concept of Bris is the name Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud. There are many reasons for this. There's a pasuk, Ani Kel Shakai, Prey Urevei. By Pru Revu, by the concept of having children, the name Shakai is used, Shin Dalet Yud. And also the Bris is Shodi. Shodi means to shoot. Shodi V'yoyre Kecheitz, shoots arrows. It shoots like an arrow, this concept. So here, the Sifrei Kabbalah say that Kaviyochel, this name of Hashem, Shin Dalet Yud, represents Bris on its highest level. There exists an angel in heaven, and this is so delicate an item, because the Gemara says in Chagiga that one of the great, great rabbis in the Gemara got punished because he made a mistake. He saw a certain angel in heaven, and this angel was so high level that he confused this angel with Hashem, Kaviyochel. This angel is known as the Malach Memtes. His name begins with the letters Memtes. We're not allowed to pronounce his name fully. The full spelling of the name is Memtes-tes, Reish Vav Nun. As if we would say Matat, and then the word Roin. That's the two parts of the name of this angel. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that this angel's name is Bigimatria Shin Dalet Yud exactly. As the Pasuk says in Chumash in one place, Hashem said to the Jews that because they were bad, because they did sins, Hashem said, I'm not going to go with you. I'm not going to lead you. I'm going to send my angel to lead you. But Hashem warned them, Al Tamer Boy, don't make a mistake regarding this angel, Kishmi Bekir Boy, because my name is in this angel. And the Gemara says, Shmoi Kishem Raboy. His name is like the name of his master, like Hashem Kaviyochel. Just as Hashem's name, Shin Dalet Yud, which represents Tikkun HaBris, so too this Malach's name also represents Tikkun HaBris. This Malach, where did he come from? The Gemara says that there was a tzaddik all the way in the beginning of creation called Chanoich. And the Torah says Chanoich did not die. Hashem took him from the world before he would die. And Hashem took him and put him in heaven. This Chanoich became the Malach Memtes. He became this special chief angel in heaven. He's called the chief rabbi of one of the biggest yeshivas in Shemayim. Now the word Chanoich is the name of a person. There's another pasuk that says, Chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. Educate a child on his level. The word nar means child. The word nar also means servant. Yehoshua was called the nar of Moshe, the servant, his runner, his gopher. He was the gopher, the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Malochim in general are shluchim, gophers for Hashem Kaviyochel. So that this title nar is the term that's used specifically about this Malach Memtes. Because he came from Chanoich, number one, And number two, the pasuk says Chanoich Lanar al Pidarkoi. One of the nicknames of this particular angel in heaven is called Nar, Chanoich Nar, and he's called the Malach Memtes. That's the way we call him. Shmoi Kishem Raboi. Now this angel, Kaviochel, when we talk about Hashem's name Shakai, that represents, corresponds to Shabbos. We know the Gemara says that the zivug of a Talmud Chacham, the tzaddikim, their zivug is only on Shabbos, from Shabbos to Shabbos. That represents an upper level of Tikkun HaBris. This angel, Malach Memtes, the Gemara says, represents the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week correspond to a concept of Machlokes. Shabbos is called Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, right? The 6 days of the week represent the concept of division, Machlokes. Kosher, Posel, Tomei, Toher, Osur, Mutter. The Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The whole concept of Mishnayis, the foundation of Mishnayis, is debate between these opinions. One rabbi says kosher, one says posel. One says osur, one says mutter, one says tome, one says tohar. That corresponds to this angel in heaven, who the Zohar HaKadosh says, sheshultanosei b'yemei achoil. This angel, his strength is during the 6 days of the week, whereas kaviochel, on Shabbos, Hashem shows himself more clearly. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom that this angel works independently on his own during the 6 days of the week. It means that this angel is a concept, a symbol of the Sheish Yisimei HaChol, a lower level of Kedusha, whereas Kaviochol Hashem represents the upper Kedusha, this Bris Ilah, this higher level. The 6 days of the week are Bechinas Eved. The Pasuk says, Sheish Yisimei Ta'avoid. During the 6 days of the week, a person works. The 6 days are Eved. Shabbos is Ben Choirin. Shabbos represents Olam Acherus, free from work, free from money, free from Gashmias. This is all an introduction to what Rabbi Nezal is going to say here now, and then later in the Torah, Rabbi Nezal is going to explain this more also. So now Rabbi Nezal says, Eliezer is the concept of Bris Tato, Bechinas Ki Shmi Bekirboi, referring to this angel who has the name of Hashem in him. Shmoi Kishem Raboi, his name is like the name of his master, Kavioch Lashem, Shehu Chanoich Malach Memtes. This is this angel, Chanoich Malach Memtes. The Bechinois, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if you look at the six words, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi Leolam Voed, the first letters of those six words are Bigimatria Chanoich Memtes, this angel's name. Showing again that he represents this 6 days of the week, in a sense, which are Mishamesh, the Shabbos, represents by Shema and Baruch Shem also. Shema Yisrael is called Yehuda Ilah. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilam Voed is called Yehuda Tato. Shema Yisrael represents the epitome of Emunah, corresponding to Shabbos, Echod. That's the on Shabbos we say Ato Echod V'Shimcho Echod, whereas Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilam Voed corresponds Kaviyochel to this lower level Bris, this concept of this Chanoich Malach Memtes. Bechinois Vayorek Es Chanichov. The Pasuk says that Avram Avinu prepared his servant. And this was to go to do battle against the four kings. So who did he prepare? He prepared Eliezer. Eliezer was Chanichov, just like that Malach Memtes we said was called Chanoich. Bechinas Chanoich Lanar. Bechinas Eloch Eretz Shemalkech Nar. The Pasuk says that wonderful is the land whose king is a free man. Eloch Eretz, woe is to the land, Shemalkech Nar, whose king is Nar. Nar is the opposite of Cherus. Nar is Avdus, Eved. Eliezer was Eved Avraham. That's this lower level bris. The Malach Memtes, who's also Sheshes Yomim Tavoy, the concept of Sheshes Neachoil. Vehu Tachas Brisilo. And this lower level bris is under, it's below the upper bris. Bebechinas simno yodcho tachas yerechi. Avram Avinu said to Eliezer, place your hand under my yerech. Yerech is the area of the bris. Hold on to my bris mila, but put your hand under, implying that your level of bris is under mine. Avram Avinu's level of bris was above Eliezer's. Vehu rokia hamavdil bein mayin dachyon lemayin misoavin. This lower bris, the upper bris, we said, was the waters that separate, was the rokia that separates between the upper waters and the lower waters. This second level bris, the lower level bris, is the rokia which separates between the pure waters and the impure waters. Now we're talking about pure versus impure. By the Brisi law, it was the Rokia that separates from upper waters and lower waters, both Kodesh. Rabbi Nezal says, Bein Isur Veheter, Bein Kosher Uposel, Bein Tomei Vetoher. This represents the division between good and bad in general, which is these levels. Kosher, in the Mishnayis, it generally broken down into these six examples. Veze Bechinas, Chanoich Lanar Al Pidarkoi. The Pasuk says, teach, educate a child on his level. That's the literal translation. Rabbi Nezal says, Chanoich Lanar, which represents this Bris Tato, this Eliezer, Al Pi, Hainu Torah Shebal Peh. It's connected to the Peh, to Torah Shebal Peh, because the foundation of Torah Shebal Peh is the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, those Shisha Sidrei Mishnah which are founded on these six principles. The Kosher Posel, Tamei Tor, Osur Mutar. Now Rabbi Nezal explains exactly what these two brises are. Ubris ilo hu shmiras habris kodesh. What we call the bris ilo means a person guarding their purity in the area of tikkun habris. What we call tikkun habris purity in dealings with men and women or bechlal, all of those types of laws. Ubris tato, the concept of bris tato hu shmiras isur veheter. It refers to a Jew watching himself regarding the laws of what's permitted and what's forbidden. For example, milk and meat, kosher meat, treif meat, all the laws of Isur Veheter, be it in business, what you're allowed, what you're not allowed to do, all of those do's and don'ts. Vitzorich lo'odom li'oisloi elu shnei b'chinois bris. A Jew has to see to it to have both types of bris. Hainu sheyehei tzadik v'lamdon. A Jew is supposed to strive to be both a tzaddik and a lamdan. Kiloi am haaretz chosid. Because the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that to be a chosid, to be righteous, you can't be am haaretz, you can't be dummy. A person has to learn a lot, especially Gemara, especially Torah Shebal Peh, in order to be chosid, tzaddik. Even though they're not directly related, indirectly, this lower level bris has to be part of the upper level bris. In order for a person to have, you have to start from the bottom. And what feeds, what strengthens a person to get to the upper level bris, part of that strength comes from learning Isur Veheter, learning the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Shas. Rabbi Nezal says, Tzadik Nikro Al Yidei Shmiras Habris Kodesh. The title Tzadik refers specifically to a person who's pure in dealing with Tikkun HaBris. Yosef HaTzadik was given that name because he passed the test with Potiphar's wife. That title relates specifically to that type of sin. V'lamdon al yedei isur v'heter. Whereas the title Lamdon is the person who learns Shas, Gemara, Mishnayis and Gemara. That's where the title Lamdon comes in. Rabbi Nezal stressed he wanted his Talmidim to be both, strong in both, Tzadik and Lamdon. V'zehu, this is why the Gemara says, Im horav, doime lemalach Hashem tzvokois. The Gemara says that if a person, the Gemara over there is also tied into what we spoke about earlier. This rabbi, the Gemara, who made a mistake when he saw this angel doing something, he confused this angel with Hashem. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir was a student of this rabbi. So the Gemara says, how could he be a student of a rabbi who was good and bad, sort of, when the Gemara says that when choosing a rabbi, the pasuk says, "Im hora ki sifse koin yishmeru das v'toyri yavakshem ipiu ki malach Hashem tzvoko isu." The Torah says you should seek wisdom from one who is malach Hashem tzvokois, an angel of Hashem. It mentions both the angel and Hashem. So Rabbi Nezal says here now, "Im hora v'zeu." This is why the Gemara says, "Im horav doime lemalach Hashem tzvokois." If your rabbi is like a heavenly angel, Malach Hashem Tzvokos, then learn from him. And if not, don't learn from him. But note, the Pasuk mentions both. Rabbi Nezal says, Tzorich Shehei Tzadik V'Lamdon. The rabbi has to be both, a tzadik and a lamdon. Malach Zebechinas Lamdon. The term Malach represents that Malach Memtes, who is the symbol of Kosher Pasul Osa, the 6 days of the week, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the Isur Veheter. Tzvokois, Malach Hashem Tzvokois, Tzvokos represents, is one of the names of Hashem. Hashem's name of Tikkun HaBris, in a sense. Tzvokos ois hi betzavo dilei. The Gemara says, what is the word tzvokos? It's a sign in the army of Hashem. Ois. It has the word ois in it, which is bris. The Shomrei Sos HaShabbos, Lasis HaShabbos HaRoysam bris oilam, Beini Vehim Bnei Yisrael, ois hi li oilam. Ois is also bris. So Rabbi Nezal says, Bechinas tzadik ois bris. Uvechol mokoim shemuzkar tzadik, Gambris tato nichlalboi. And wherever we mention tzaddik, it also includes that other level of bris, the lower level bris, the level of bris with the knowledge of shas, that bris of iser v'heter. Ki atachtoin nichlal belyoin, because the lower one is included in the upper one. V'bechinas yodcho tachas yerechi. As Avram Avinu said to Eliezer, your hand under my Yerech, meaning that within the Yerech of Avram Avinu, within Avram Avinu's Tikkun HaBris, was included automatically the Bris of Eliezer, meaning that one who has true Tikkun HaBris naturally has a Shlemus in Isur Veheter, in this knowledge of being able to sort out right from wrong within the Torah Shebal Peh, where there is this Irvuv, this mixture in a sense of good and bad, right and wrong, Tomei Toher, Osir Muter, Kosher Posel.
This level of Shmir Sibris Tato doesn't mean only an Indian of Shmir Simitzvah is within Bris itself. In other words, Shmir Isravahetar within Bris.
No way.
Shmir Isravahetar Bechla.
100%. It's talking about Yoredeya. Yoredeya is, you know, or the laws of Isravahetar. Those laws that deal with what's called Isravahetar in Torah. We'll hold it over here for now. This is something to digest. We're getting warmed up a little. There's still more to come.